and Darwin, for his part, is known to have studied Fokker's influential paper with its repeated references to Mendel's work, but didn't connect them to his own studies. The one thing everyone thinks featured in Darwin's argument, that humans are descended from apes, didn't feature at all, except as one passing allusion. Even so, it took no great leap of imagination to see the implications for human development in Darwin's theories, and it became an immediate talking point. The showdown came on Saturday, June the 30th, 1860, at a meeting of the British Association for the Advancement of Science in Oxford. Huxley had been urged to attend by Robert Chambers, author of Vestiges of the Natural History of Creation, though he was still unaware of Chambers's connection to that contentious tome. Darwin, as ever, was absent. The meeting was held at the Oxford Zoological Museum. More than 1,000 people crowded into the chamber. Hundreds more were turned away. People knew that something big was going to happen, though they had first to wait while a slumber-inducing speaker named John William Draper of New York University bravely slogged his way through 2 hours of introductory remarks on the intellectual development of Europe considered with reference to the views of Mr. Darwin.